Welcome, everyone, to the Change Starts Here podcast. I'm your host, Dustin Odom, and this is an episode I've been excited about for some time. The last couple of years, we've started the first week of December off just focusing on the present now, the gratitude that we're going to have going into the relationship season where we're getting together lots of folks that we haven't spent a lot of time with in a while. And I still want you to value that. This time has been, I want to do something different, something that I've thought about for over a year now. As we approach the end of 2024, I want to take a step back with you, back through your ups and downs, your victories and struggles, and reflect on what this year meant to each of you. Because here's the truth, no matter what kind of year you've had, it's all a part of the journey that prepares us for what's next. 2024 has certainly been a roller coaster ride, hasn't it? If you're like me, there were moments that made you feel like you were on top of the world, and maybe it was achieving a long-time goal, connecting with people in a meaningful way, which I love to do, especially I have a new team that's been awesome to connect with, and I just enjoy my time and presence around them, or simply finding the joy in the little things. But there are also moments that probably made you question everything. The gut punches of disappointment, the unexpected setbacks, the plans that didn't turn out like you'd hope. For me, 2024 was filled with professional struggles, professional opportunities, new challenges, new celebrations. Had parenting challenge, nothing particular, but I mean, as you can always see behind me, I've got three little ones that definitely make it each stage a little challenging. Friendship issues, not that they're issues per se, but a lot of my friends live elsewhere. And so it's hard to really be there for them when they need it and have them be there for me when I need it. For those of you who have heard old podcasts, I have an autoimmune disease called Churg-Strauss that I often battle with and take lots of medicine for and visit the hospital once a month for injections. And a lot of that has caused weight gain. And so recently I've lost 50 pounds at least this year, which is awesome, but it's been a struggle. And then a health diagnosis. So as I'm celebrating 50 pounds, losing 50 pounds, the same time I'm finding out that I've got osteoporosis in my lower lumbar spine in spite of working out and doing all the things that I think you're supposed to do. So it's just been tough. It's been a roller coaster for sure. But as I said a couple of years ago, there was one of my favorite Duke basketball players of all time, Jay Williams, was on a podcast where he was talking about his largest struggles of his motorcycle accident that ended his career. And it wasn't until he stopped asking, why me? And he started asking, why not me, that he was able to get past it. And I shared that with you before. And that's something I just want to remind you of again. Stop asking, why me? You all have been built with great grit and passion and perseverance. And so you're designed to be able to handle the challenges in a unique way that not only you can overcome them, but you can inspire people and be there to pour into people along the way. So stop asking, why me? Start reflecting and saying, why not me? So as you can see, the beauty is in this full picture of what we're doing. Life isn't just about the highs or the lows. It's about how those moments come together to shape who we are and where we're headed. Let's start talking about the good stuff. Take a second right now, wherever you are, and think back to the moments in 2024 that made you smile, laugh, or even cry tears of joy because you can't stop laughing so hard with the people around you. Think about it, seriously. Take a second, think about when you just couldn't wipe the smile off your face, when you couldn't stop laughing, or you laughed so hard that even tears came out. Maybe you want to think about a milestone you reached, a relationship that grew stronger, or a personal breakthrough that shifted your perspective. Whatever it was, hold on to that. Those moments remind us of our why we work hard, why we care so deeply and create such vulnerability in our lives, and why we keep going even when things get tough. But here's the part that we sometimes forget. The tough moments are just as important if not more so. I've had moments this year that have made me want to throw in the towel. I mean, literally throw in the towel. Challenges in professional relationships, unexpected obstacles, and moments of doubt that have made me question my own leadership and my own purpose. But every single one of those moments have taught me something I wouldn't have learned otherwise. They made me stronger, more resilient, more empathetic, and quite honestly, more passionate than I've been in years. If you've had a tough year, I want to remind you of this. The hard times are not wasted. The failures, the mistakes, the disappointments, they're not the end of your story. They're the middle chapters that make the ending so much richer. We have obviously a book in Franklin Covey about living life in crescendo. That's what you're doing. You're just going through the middle chapters that are going to make the end of your life so much richer. So now as we close the chapter on 2024, I think it's the perfect time to ask ourselves a couple of key questions. So if you have a pen, get it out. If you don't, just remember to come back to this moment and reflect on these questions. So first, what are you grateful for? As you all know, gratitude is a powerful way to ground ourselves and remember what really matters. So take a moment and list out the things, the people, the experiences that made your life better this year. Again, what are you grateful for? List out on paper, or if you're an Apple Notes person like I am, list out the things, the people, and the experiences that made your life better this year. Second, what did you learn? Think about the lessons. And I feel like I've learned so many lessons this year, both really challenging ones that I didn't know if I'd get through, to just funny ones, but both good and bad. What do those lessons teach you about yourself? About the people around you? About the work you're doing? If we don't take time to pause and learn from our experiences, we're going to miss the chance to grow. So again, the second question is, what did you learn? What did that teach you about yourself, about the people around you, about the work you're doing? Make sure you reflect on that so we can grow. And finally, as we set our sights on 2025, we should ask ourselves this. What do we want to carry forward? What habits, what mindsets? That's one that I keep coming back to, is what pair of glasses am I going to look at? What are my paradigms for the world going to be? So what habits, what mindsets, or goals from this year deserve a place in the new year? That's always my favorite, is which ones did I start this year that I definitely want to keep? And what do we need to leave behind? Maybe you had a goal last year that you got through the year and you realized that really didn't mean anything. Or you started a habit that didn't really have a multiplying effect in your life. Let's leave those in 2024. Maybe there's a limiting belief, a toxic habit, or even a relationship that no longer serves you. It's okay to let go of what's holding you back, to make room for something better. I'm going to repeat that again. It's okay to let go of what's holding you back to make room for something better. You just have to know and believe that something better is coming. So as you start planning for 2025, you got this month. So I would encourage you to go through the reflection questions that we talked about. What are you grateful for? What did you learn? And where do we want to go moving forward? I want you to encourage you to think about your vision. Where do you want to be this time next year when we're doing this podcast again? What kind of person do you want to become? This is a great time to set bold goals, but not because we're chasing perfection, but simply because we're pursuing progress. Get obsessed with the process, not just the outcomes. If you're someone who gets obsessed with the process, you will win no matter what the goals are. Oftentimes, you'll likely hit the goals, but even when you don't, you'll be growing because you're focused on every day in that process. One of my favorite ways, I actually remember years ago, I was in Cedar Falls, Iowa, walking through a school with one of my good friends, Melissa Reed, and we talked to a kid about his mission statement. And so learning from this kid, I will tell you one of my favorite ways to start planning for a new year is to pick a theme or a word for the year ahead. For me, it was, and my boys the last 2 years, it's been a verse, Matthew 6:33. But I want to encourage you all, just like this kid did, in a way that I'll never forget. So he chose to be like a duck. And what I learned that day, I think I would know that growing up in around an area with a lot of people who were duck hunters, but be like a duck for him meant let things roll off your back. Just look calm up top. For him, there's a couple of things. So let things just fall off your back, roll off your back, and then stay calm in front of everybody else, even if you're churning below the water. And it was just awesome to see a kid process with just that one powerful word. So think about a theme, a word, like I said, for me, a verse. It could be something like growth, connection, courage, or one of my favorites is joy, not happiness, but joy. Choose a word that captures what you want in 2025. Or what you want it to be about. Let that word guide your decisions, your actions, and your mindset, just like that kid who was like, let's be like a duck. As we wrap, I want to leave you with one final thought. Life is a gift every single day and every single moment, whether it's full of sunshine or crazy storms. And for my friends in Florida, sometimes like really devastating storms. It's an opportunity to learn, to grow, and to love. 2024 might not have been a perfect year, but it was your year. And I believe 2025 has the potential to be even better for each one of us. Not because it'll be easier. Not because we won't have really, really tough times. But because you're taking the lessons of 2024 and putting it into 2025. Thank you for being a part of this journey with me. You inspire me. I just got back from a symposium where four amazing women, you know who you are if you're listening, really spoke a lot of truth, life, and hope into me in a way that I really needed. And so I mean this when I say you inspire me. I hope this reflection has inspired you. And I would just say, let's step into 2025 together with courage, with gratitude, and most importantly, with purpose. Because as always, change starts here.